Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insight Share number 183. One of the most basic ways to achieve self-actualization, to be the best person you could possibly be, is to have chesed in the foremost of one's mind and heart, to want to give and do kindness as best as possible, which, that being a goal, transforms one's life in the most profound way. We achieve wholeness by being everything we can be. Our potential, to live up to our potential. If we do not live up to our potential, then we're lacking in our wholeness. We all do a lot of tzedakah and chesed, but if we want to improve ourselves spiritually, we need to really examine whether we're living up to our full ability to do that chesed. Our tzaddikim serve as a model for us. We may not be able to reach their high levels, but we can aspire to great achievements. There's a story, he says, where a 10-year-old child was doing well in his violin lessons, and then Yitzchak Perlman, a violin genius, came to his town. Boy's father took his son to the concert. This child was enchanted by the performance. And on the way out, the father asked the child, "Do you think you'll be able to perform ever like Yitzchak Perlman?" The child answered profoundly, "Maybe not, but I'm going to practice more." The famous tzaddikim chesed was not just a mitzvah, it was like the oxygen. The particular tzaddik he brings that would not eat unless they had a chance to do chesed that day. And only when they had the opportunity to perform that chesed, that is when they ate. And sometimes they didn't have the ability to find that chesed until late afternoon, so he didn't eat until late afternoon. There was one famous story of one particular tzaddik was hosting several friends for a meal. It was a very cold winter day. And then he realized that the coach driver was out in the cold. So he quickly benched, went out to the driver, told the driver, "You go inside and warm up. I'll watch the horses here." So Reb Zev, he was the name of the tzaddik, he didn't return for a long time. His friends went out to find Reb Zev shivering in the cold, because the driver had fallen asleep in the warm house. Now he goes through the 12 steps, and he explains that one of the reasons why this 12-step program works is because it eliminates character defects. Why? Because it mandates that the recovering addict needs to help an active addict recover. This is the act of chesed. That's also referring as doing the 12-step work. He says a very interesting story. Very, very important story. There was an alcoholic admitted to a detox unit at 4 a.m. in the morning. And this alcoholic told Rabbi Tversky that in desperation, he called the AA hotline late that night, needed that support that helped. And at midnight, an AA person, his name was Darren, came to his home. From midnight on, sat with him for 2 hours, trying to convince him to go to the hospital. And at 4 a.m., finally, Darren helped him pack, drove him to the hospital, and stayed with him until he was admitted. So this Darren did that act of chesed. Came home late, got a call from his friend in the AA meeting, needed help, sat with him from midnight till at the point at 4 a.m. where he helped him pack and drove him to the hospital. This Darren, Reb Tversky said, he connected to a lesson from him. He was a high-priced attorney, which means that a consultation in Darren's office during the day would have cost the client $300 an hour. So his value of an hour in his business world, Darren, was $300 an hour. But Darren went to this guy's house at midnight, spent hours till 4 in the morning, and then drove him at 4 in the morning to the hospital, And Rutorsky says he's pretty sure that Darren called later the AAA office to thank them for giving him the opportunity to help somebody. That's the magic of chesed. Practicing chesed is a schus in its own right. It also counteracts every character defect of selfishness and inconsideration that you have within you, but it also eliminates other character defects as well. This is the example. A woman noticed that a chair in her living room was very shabby, bought a new chair. This caused that the sofa, by contrast, looked very unattractive. So she replaced the sofa. Then the carpet appeared ugly. So new carpet clashed with then they got a new carpet. The new carpet clashed with the drapes, the old drapes. So they got new drapes. So in short, every living room furniture went through an overhaul because of one piece of furniture that was replaced. I think there's a famous story about it, a kid's story about it pertaining to a rug. I don't remember. But this is also the idea, the true character of character defects. You correct one, and it brings to the front the unacceptability of your other character traits that were negative, that at this point, that until now was unnoticed, and now you noticed it. That's the beautiful personality that replaces the negative trait. It's not true just for an addict. It's true for everybody. When you work on one trait very hard, Hashem opens the door and other traits are healed. Another concept he talks about here is perspective, to have a healthy perspective. On one hand, the idea of living one day at a time. And on the living one day at a time, you use that philosophy when it comes to keeping mitzvahs and staying away from averus. Because if you think long term, you ask yourself, why fight a losing battle? I'll never be able to achieve this. I'll never be able to overcome my yetzer hara for such a long period of time. On this, we say, live one day at a time. That's the rebuttal. I don't have to be concerned about the rest of my life. I don't need to observe a mitzvah 10 years, what's going to be 10 years from now. I don't have to worry about that. I just need to observe the mitzvahs today. And that is easily doable. I'll deal with tomorrow's challenges tomorrow. Hayoyim in Bekoyle Zishmo. I'm just focusing on today. Here is where you use the concept of living one day at a time, the present moment, the right way. Don't keep the burden of how am I ever, I'm going to do this long term. No, I'm going to do it today. But then you have the reverse also. There are some things where, no, I'm not just going to think about today, I'm going to think about the future. When do you use that? That's when the yetzer hara attempts you to satisfy your momentary pleasures now and pay no attention to future consequences. In that aspect of the yetzer hara, we have to say, I'm not living in the present. I'm thinking about my future. Now, animals have no perspective and do whatever will satisfy their bodily drives at the moment. Addiction serves as a model for this. They're motivated by instantaneous pleasure. That's why addicts are not discouraged by the fact that drugs will destroy their future, because they don't have a concept of future. Future is concerned with seconds and minutes, and he doesn't have in his mind this consciousness of how drugs could ruin his future. Has no concern for him. Future to him is an alien concept. And even people who are not addicts, they also have no perspective often, because their lives are based on the here and now. And you can't do that. You have to think about how your decisions will affect your future. So this perspective is very healthy to understand. Two opposite things. You're told, live one day at a time. You're also told, think about your future. Raya es hanoilet, see what's going to come from your actions in the future. How do you reconcile both? The answer is they are both true. And we utilize each one the right way. You use living one day at a time when you're keeping mitzvahs, staying away from averus. I may not have. How are you going to have the strength to continue? No, I'm using doing my one blot today. I'm using davening my one tefillah today. One, two mishnayos today. I don't worry about tomorrow, one day at a time. And then from the other aspect of it is, when I want to indulge in something today, I say, no, wait a minute. Here I'm not living for today. I'm living for the future. What's the ramifications of this? Right? Ezu chacham haraya es anoilad. So these two concepts we have to take together, what we learned today. The concept of chesed that transforms your life, that humbles you, that gives you true healing, both as an addict like we discussed here and a non-addict. The idea of working on one character trait will help eliminate other negative character traits, and to keep at it, to never give up, and also to recognize when you have a burden, how am I be able to finish good tasks? You ignore that and you live one day at a time. You only have this day in front of you. Today, if you listen to my voice, only today. But when it comes to wanting to indulge or doing something destructive, then you don't say, I'm living for today. You think about the future, the ramification of it, and the good will come, and the good that will come from delaying something that's negative, that would harm you, delayed gratification. This combination of knowing when to live in the day and when to look at the future is a wisdom. It's a wisdom we can attain. It's a wisdom that we know. It's all in Torah. It's all within us. Hayyamin b'kai l'sishmo. May you all have bracha natzlacha and das and siyat l'shmaya and davent Hashem to know when to use these conflicting concepts, when to live for today only, when to think about the future and the ramifications of what you're doing, when to perform chesed, how to perfect character traits, help, asking Hashem to help us perfect our character traits within ourselves, that would help between husband and wife, fellow man, a man to his fellow man, very much in husband and wife. This is a concept, the concept of doing chesed for your wife or husband, the concept of living every day in the moment, enjoying your present life with one another, and having a karas hatayif to today and not worry about tomorrow, but at the same time setting healthy goals for tomorrow. That opposite perspectives to know to use them both in the right way. Focusing on the present, you'll know when to do that. Focusing on the future and their goals and the goals of the future, you'll know when to do that as well. Bracha v'atzlacha.